Parshas Tazria Metzora. This is Leiloi Nishmas Est Olivia Bashlomo comment. Just for those who haven't come before, the general Mahalich is going to try to give ideas either on one topic in the Parsha or numerous topics. Some are well known, just to mention some of the well known ideas, and some are less known, but the idea is just to familiarize yourself with different ideas in the Parsha, and not necessarily give an answer to all the kashas, but just it's not the time for pilpul, it's time to just be familiarize ourselves with the ideas in the Parsha. So today I'm going to try to focus on one of the first psukim in Parshas Tazria talks about mentions Mila, so just talk a little bit about Mila, and then if there's time we will mention a few things about Tzaraas. So the Pasuk Gimel, V'yom HaShemini Yimol Besar Or Loso. Okay, Mila is on the 8th day. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, learns from this Pasuk that Mila is Dilcha Shabbos. The word Uvayom is Muser. V'yom HaShemini Yimol Besar Or Loso. The Pasuk, Rashi explains here, the Pasuk could have said B'Shemini Yimol. What's Uvayom HaShemini Yimol Besar Or Loso? Uvayom is Muser, that Uvayom, any day of the week, even Shabbos. So Mila is on Shabbos, if Mila is the 8th day. Mila shlo bismana is not docha Shabbos. Mila bismana is docha Shabbos. Rishonim ask a fundamental kasha. We know that by lulav, by shofar, by megillah, you don't do them on Shabbos because the gzeira derabanan, shem yavi reno arba amos, b'shus harabim, may carry the megillah to a baki to learn how to read the megillah. So all that derabanan, you don't read megillah on Shabbos. Or to learn how to blow shofar. So Shalom asked the kasha, why is Mila Docha Shabbos? Maybe you'll carry the Tinok Arba Amos Rishos Harabim. Fair kasha. How can Mila be Docha Shabbos? So there's different answers in Rishonim, but I want to quote the Taz. The Taz says a famous Yisod to answer this kasha, and be familiar with the Taz. It's one of the most famous Tazes in Shulchan Aruch. So the Taz is in Tafkuf Peiches, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Tafkuf Peiches. There is the halacha that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. So the Taz quotes that the reason you don't blow on Shabbos is Shem Yilech Aramas Rosh Rabim, it's a bucky, Lilmod. So he quotes the Mizrahi. Mizrahi asks the kasha. Yom Tov also. How can you blow shofar any Rosh Hashanah, any Yom Tov, even if Rosh Hashanah falls out any other day of the week? Make a gzeira of Shema Yisakin Klishir. We know when it comes to musical instruments, it's a shvus, so you may come to fix them. So how can you ever blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah Bechlal? So he gives one answer, and then his other answer is, he says, Yantav is Chaluk from Shabbos. If you made such a gzeira on Yantav, then we wouldn't find Lomasina Dina Raglenu would be based on Medjish, we wouldn't find Mrs. Shofar Bechlal. You never would be able to blow shofar, because shofar is always in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is always a Yantav, and there's always going to be this Derabanan of Shem Yisak and Klishir. So you can't make a gzeira. On Shabbos, if you're Oker Mitzvah Shofar on Shabbos, so you're not being Oker Mitzvah of Shofar. It's just when it falls down Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. So that's his Yisod, that the Rishonim, I'm sorry, the Rabbanon won't make a gzeira to be oker a din Torah legamre. Even though you find Chachamim say b'shev al taisa, we could be oker something min Torah, it means that in such a case, when you don't do anything, so very good. You don't do anything, so the mitzvah, you're not being over in anything in the Torah. But the mitzvah still exists in a different situation, different way you could do the mitzvah. Here, the issue is that if the Rabbanan told you sit and don't do mitzvah shofar, then the issue is that which the Torah tells you to blow shofar would never exist. You're being oker a pasuk legamre. So he says, based on this, for this reason, it also makes sense the Rishonim's question by Mila. So he says that the Torah gave a riboy beferish of uvayom hashmini, uvayom afilu Shabbos. Okay, this is a bigger chiddush because it's not explicit in the Torah to do mila on Shabbos, but he's understanding that Uvayom Hashmini is Ke'ilu, the Torah is telling you beferish, it's lashon as Rivsa HaTorah beferish, that you do Mila on Shabbos. No, the Sadat Taz and Tavkov Peches. So if the Torah told you beferish to do Mila, and Chazal said don't do Mila because Shema Yavirenu Arba Amas Rishos Harabim, that would be being Oker Din Torah Lagamri, and that would be a problem. So Mimela, that's why you don't make such a Xera. Lashon of the Gemara is Bezdin is Makin Ve'onshin Shalom Min HaTorah Lo Lav or Al Devar Torah Elo Laso Siog Devar Torah. The Rabbanan make a siog. You can't be, the Rabbanan won't make a siog to be over on Devar Torah. If through their siog they're being Oker Din Torah, then they won't make such a siog. Yeah?
Why is that considered a Makira?
This through this siog, it never will exist. Mila will never, that which the Torah says, Uvayom, you're being okra a word from the Torah. Because Uvayom tells me that Mila has to exist on Shabbos. Mashen came by shofar, Megillah, etc. In certain situations, you don't do shofar. Very nice, you don't do it on Shabbos, but the mitzvah of shofar still exists. The Torah never says explicitly to do shofar on Shabbos. The Torah never says explicitly to carry arba minim on Shabbos.
Why isn't it valid to you that the whole concept is the sort of Israel? If you see that they're capable, that you have to be doing it, the Torah is telling you that you're supposed to be doing it on Shabbos. And we have a svara not like that, so doesn't tell us because I get the svara.
The svara is a chashash rabbana. Rabbana made a getter. So,
I'm saying, so that's not. Show us that
what?
No, it doesn't show us that you only be chashash for such a thing.
No. This is, the yisod is that Chazal, even if something is mistaver to be chashash, Chazal don't have the koach. They don't have a koach to make a siyog if through that siyog they'll be oker din Torah. Now, if the Torah wrote it, that means that the Torah wasn't concerned with it.
Thanks. In other cases, it should be concerned with it.
I'm sorry?
If you see in certain cases, the Torah is not concerned with it, so why in other cases should you be concerned with it?
So, if you're saying once you find that there's a chashash of shemayelich arba amos v'shus harabim, so it should exist by Mila also. So I guess the idea is, even if it does exist, the point is they don't have the koach to make that. It's only Sof Kosof is only concern.
I'm saying we should move Vatel then.
We should move Vatel.
The chashash.
You see the Torah doesn't care.
Okay, you see the Torah doesn't care about it here.
Yeah.
Here. So that's what I'm saying. It could be even though the Torah doesn't compare it anywhere. It's a din derabanan. The shaila is how seriously you take the chashash. It could be by Mila, it's also a chashash, but the chashash won't override the pasuk mefurish in the Torah. So it could be the chashash does exist. Just because you don't apply it here doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Now, moving on, the poskim have a shaila about, unfortunately, a case that happens sometimes is if Mila comes out on Shabbos, what if you have distant relatives, or even close relatives, who are going to drive to the Mila on Shabbos? Rav Osner has a chiddush, Rav Osner Zal has a chiddush, that if it's Karov Levadai, that the Krovim are going to be Machal Shabbos to come to the Bris, you should push the Bris off, Mila Shlo Bismana, push it off to Sunday. Okay? Yeah, Sheva Halevi Chelik Aleph Simen Reish Hay. He has a few ha'oras on Shulchan Aruch there, and his ha'ora on Simen Shin Lamad Aleph, he quotes this then. And even though it's not completely explicit there, it's more explicit in Chelik Dalad Simen Kuf Lamad Hay that you should push off the Mila if it's Karav Levada that they're going to come. And his lashon is if for something which is the Tzorech Mila, like the zomel, you can't be mechal Shabbos to bring the knife. If you don't have the knife there, you can't carry the knife derech rishus harabim on Shabbos. So something which is not letzorech hamila, like the people coming to for the mila halachas kama vakama, you can't be derech Shabbos for that also.
It's not really a proof because one is directly in need for the actual mila, the other one is like an outside factor.
So it comes along to Tzitz Eliezer and Chelik Gimel Simen Vav, and Tzitz Eliezer was asked about this case. Tzitz Eliezer was asked, If you know that the Krovim are going to come, should you push it off till tomorrow? So the way that just to bring it back full circle, the way that the Shoel asked the Kasha was, he says, let me make a dimyon to the gzera that we quoted before of Shema Yavrin Arba Amas Mishus Harabim, even though it's not said by Mila, but Shema Yavrin Arba Amas Mishus Harabim Lagabe Shofar and Megillah. You see that Chazal are concerned for Chilul Shabbos. that we push off a mitzvah d'oraisa for Chilul Shabbos. So to hear, the Shaul asked him, let us be concerned and not do milah, because through the milah there will be cause of Chilul Shabbos. So Silas here said back, said it's not Domeh. So it's not Domeh for two reasons. The first thing he says is like you said, that which Chazal are concerned for Chilul Shabbos by Shofar, Megillah, and Lulav, is that the chashash is through the mitzvah, through the kiyum ha-mitzvah, you'll be tarud, and you'll go to a baki, and through the kiyum mitzvah, that itself will cause Chilul Shabbos. In such a case, Chazal were concerned for that and said, don't be mekayim the mitzvah. Masha'en kein, if the Chilul Shabbos is not directly related to, first of all, he says you don't make a tekana for Rishayim. Rishayim are going to be over, we're not concerned with Rishayim. And more than that, they're going to drive regardless. Now, they're driving to you because you're making the milah, so that's not, the Chil Shabbos there is not coming through the milah. Even though they're coming to the milah, it's not something which the mitzvah of the milah caused for their Chil Shabbos. In such a case, we would not make a gzeira to avoid the mitzvah. Then he says, furthermore, he says, that which you wanted to compare this case to the concern of Shem Yahweh Rena Arba Amas Rishos Harabim, he says it's not a dimyon, and he quotes the Taz. He says, you see from the Taz that you only are concerned for Shem Yelech Arba Amas Rishos Harabim if, in a case of where the Torah didn't tell you explicitly to do the mitzvah, like shofar and lulav. It doesn't, the Torah never said explicitly, do the mitzvah on Shabbos. By milah, where there's a riboy beferish that you do milah on Shabbos, so in that case, we don't make any gzeiros. Now he's taking a step further. He's saying that even though in this case we're not being oker mitzvahs milah, if one time in history there's a guy whose relative is going to come, so you don't do Shabbos now, maybe, and especially here, it's maybe more than the chashash, maybe you know for sure your cousin is going to drive to you. He says, still, we can't make gzeiros. He says, you see from this taz, we can't make gzeiros b'chla when it comes to milah. He's taking the taz and taking a step further. He's saying, the concept of making gzeiros on the raisas is only when the Torah doesn't mention the mitzvah being done on Shabbos explicitly. By milah, where the Torah says you do the mitzvah explicitly on Shabbos, there we don't have the koach to make any gzeiros b'chlal, even if it's karav levadai. Obviously, Shevet Levi can say back to that milah, that this is not comparable to the taz. Here it's not a chashash, it's a vade they're going to drive, and you're not being okri mitzvah legamri. That's what Sitz Eliezer says. So machlokas poskim. If you push off, I imagine the halacha that the milah stays on Shabbos. You keep the milah on Shabbos. Seems to me that Rav Osner's sock is quite a chiddush. The Einze is a similar shiloh that came up in the postgame. Is what if the Balei Bris are Mechalei Shabbos? Can you, who are keeping Shabbos, can you go to that milah? And especially if you're the Moel, and you're a good Moel, and you're the only Moel, can you go to that to see the Chilul Shabbos taking place in the Milah, and possibly through, especially for the Moel, through your being the Moel, you're causing, in a roundabout way, you're causing Chilul Shabbos to be done, because they're going to be Mechal Shabbos in the course of Milah, whether it's photographers, whatever the case is. Meaning there might be on the din of Yom HaShmini Yimol, that Shabbos, that Milah should be done the 8th, 18th of Shabbos, that they're makbid. Chil Shabbos, they're not so careful. So in such a case, so maybe through you being a Moel, maybe you're going to cause Chil Shabbos. So this was asked to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe, is it Yordea? Simen Kuf Nun Vav? And he quotes there, even though that it's in general, you should never see averis being done. He says, it says it's a bizayon to be around averis. It says even like same way to be around mitzvahs is rovam harjas melech. It's lehefech is true as well. You shouldn't be around averis. It says here, since it's for a mitzvah chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, it's a good thing for milah to be done right now. So you can go. And he says, especially if you're the moel, and there's no other moel available, certainly you can be the moel. He just says, don't stick around. Do your job and leave. Minchas Yitzchak, Diane Weiss also deals with, also was asked this the same question. Diane Weiss is Minchas Yitzchak, Chel Gimel Samen Lamed Hey. So the question that was posed is, if through him being the Moel, he's going to cause Chilul Shabbos? Because people will come to the Milah, or whatever Chilul Shabbos the family themselves will do. So he says that the Moel can certainly be the Moel in such a case, because what's likely to happen is if he's not the Moel, they're going to we'll get someone else who's not gonna do it right. If you don't do it right, then you're mevatel mitzvah smila. That whatever you did do was chilul Shabbos. You're gonna cause chilul Shabbos. You're gonna mevatel mitzvah smila. And he says, I'm not worried about lifnei iver here. He gets involved with lifnei iver. He says, don't be concerned for those things as well. So they both pass him that the moel can certainly go to be moel at such a bris. Okay. Another topic regarding mila being docha Shabbos is, there's a concept we talked about many times before called l'chalik yatzas machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, about the pasuk in Vayakel, lo sevaro esh b'chom osh v'sechem yom haShabbos, that the pasuk is madgish the melech of Havara on Shabbos more than any other mitzvah. Chokos Tanoim, Shabbos, Ivamos, elsewhere, that why does the Torah emphasize, what's special about Havara? So Rabbi Yossi says it's special because you're not chayav karis for Havara, it's only a lav. Rav Nosson says nothing miyuchah about Havara, but it's l'chalik yasas. The Torah spelled out one melacha to tell me that the same way that if I do one melacha, I'm chayav on it, I'm chayav karis, I'm chayav achatas individually, so too on any melacha individually, I'm going to be chayav achatas and be chayav karis. What was the havamina? Before the pasuk of Lo Sevaru, what did I think would happen if I do one melacha? So that's a stira in Rashi. So Rashi Yimsachim says that if I'm over one malacha, I bring one chatas. Very nice. And what if I'm over five different malachas? Then I would not bring five chatos, but I would bring one chatas. Why? Because I don't know l'chalik yatzas. I don't know that on each malacha I'm chayiv individually. K'mash melon lo sevaru, that I am. But that's not the Rashi I want to focus on. Rashi Yevamos says the havamina is until I do all 39 malachas biyachad, helam achas, then I'm not going to be chayiv even one. So that means if I do one malacha, I'm going to be chayiv zero. That's the theory in Rashi. If I do one before the pasuk of l'chalik yatzas of lo sevaru, if I do one malacha, I'm chayiv zero, I'm chayiv one. Theory in Rashi. Based on the Rashi of Amos, I'm chayiv zero. Then I'm not chayiv until I do all 39. K'mash malam lo sevaru, then I'm chayiv on each one individually. So the Chida and Parshas Vayakel asks the Kasha. Chida says, why do I need lo sevaru? I could have learned the chalak yatzas from a different parsha in the Torah. Which parsha? The parsha of our pasuk. The Torah tells me that milas docha Shabbos. Milas docha Shabbos. From that I see that if without this pasuk I can't do mila on Shabbos. Why not? Am I doing all 39 malachas with mila? No, I'm doing one malacha. The pashas I'm doing chovel. Okay, making a wound. So if not for the pasuk of yom hashmini yimol b'sar alaso, I can't do mila on Shabbos. So I see from that l'chalik yatzas. I see from the parsha of from the fact that mila is docha Shabbos. I see that there's a chiyuv on one malacha individually. So why do I need lo sevaru? According to Rabbi Nosson, the lo sevaru is l'chalik yatzas. Why do I need lo sevaru? Even without that, I can see that I'm chayav on each malacha individually. Bishlam al Rashi im psachim that says before lo sevaru, I would think that I'm chayav. If I do one malacha, I'm chayav one. If I do five malacha, I'm chayav one. So if I do meal on Shabbos, I know the heter, I'm chayav one. K'mash malam lo sevaru to tell me that if I do five, I'm chayav five. The cheshbon works nicely. According to Rashi Yevamos, that the havmila was I'm not chayav until I do all 39. I see from this parsha, from this concept of mila being docha Shabbos, I see that even on the one I'm chayav. That itself teaches me the concept of the chalak yatzas. Why do I need lo sevaru chalak yatzas?
Wouldn't be us, it just wouldn't be chayav punishment.
So that could be an answer. This is the chiddush asks. So there's a couple of answers. The chiddush says maybe that it would still be. Maybe it would, even though there's no chiyuv, it would still be aser. And kamash malon, that's motto. That's one approach.
Yeah, this one could be special.
Chovel? You have to say why chovel would be special. That chovel's worse. Yeah.
Okay,
don't know why. Right. Or the pasha, the answer would be we're talking about somebody who did all other 38 malachas, and now he's going to do mila on Shabbos. So now you have to know, is he chayev or not? Meaning, since Mila is mutter, in the end of the day, he only did 38, and he's not chayev v'chlal. Or no, before that, you would think that...
He was only telling you for that case.
Yeah. Listen, you kimta works. It's neat to know. Okay. In terms of which malacha you're chayev for with Mila, this is the last topic for Mila, which malacha... So, the pashtus, the chiyuv is chovel. Okay, what's chovel? So chovel is machlokas. Most Yishonim learn chovel is netilas neshama. The Rambam learns chovel is Alts Mefarik, which is a total of Dosh. Machlokas and Tilas Hashamar Dosh. But Pasha says it's Chova. Minchas Chinuch quotes the Shita Mekabezes and Ksuvas that Afheim obeys that the Malach really is Gozes, shearing. It's a Chiddush, but Pasha's Gozes is only on something which grows back, Mila won't grow back. But he quotes the Shita as that the Chiyuv is Gozes. So, the Rish. What? Yeah? He says not.
It's not common, it's not uncommon that if a baby's fatter or whatever,
really?
The Mila can slip back and they can regrow that skin. It's not pulled back from the blood.
Okay, interesting. The one who deals with this issue that I saw is the Rashashin Ervin, Daf Kuf Gimel. He talks about the possibility about Mila being Gozes and says that it's not. One of the things he says about why it can't be Gozes, he doesn't quote the Shita or the Minchas Chinuch that it's Gozes, he just says why it can't be Gozes. He quotes this issue about Ein Gizel Machlif, that it won't grow back. Just one interesting raya that he says Ayin Shabbos Kuf Vav Ma'alef, that's all he says. So what does he mean by that? Mara there says, Rabbi Shimon Shita is, as far as Muktzah is concerned, as far as Inyanei Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon Shita is, Mekalkal B'chabura is Chayav. Usually Mekalkal and Shabbos is Pater, but if you're Mekalkal when it comes to either Mavir or Chovel, then Mekalkal is Chayav. So if you injure somebody, you punch somebody, you're Chayav according to Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, my taima. Gemara says, he learned it out from Mila on Shabbos, which means that the fact that the Torah said you can v'yom hashmini, that you can do Mila on Shabbos, implies that if not for that, you can't do Mila on Shabbos. Mila is Chovel, so that would mean that if the Torah, right, that if not for the heter of the Torah, there would be an issue of Chovel. So Mila would have been Osir on Shabbos because it's Mekalkel, and that's Chovel. So that's his proof that you see that in every other case besides Mila, Chovel, Mekalkel b'chabura is Chayev. Okay, from the fact that Torah needed to matir Mila. Why does Torah need to matir Mila if Mekalkel b'chabura is going to be mutter in all cases? It must be Mekalkel b'chabura is Chayev, and Davka b'Mila is the heter of the Torah. So, and Rashi says there that Mila is Chovel. So now, let's think this through. If there's an issue of Gozes by Mila, in addition to Chovel, the Gemara has no proof that Mekalkel b'chabura is Chayev. Gemara says the Rabbi Shimon knows Mekalkel b'chabura is Chayev from the fact that the Torah matired Mila on Shabbos. Mashma, that if not for the heter of Mila, Mekalkel b'chabura is Chayev. Wait a second. Maybe Mekalkel b'chabura is putter all the time. And why the Torah need a matir Mila? To tell you there's no issue of Gozes here. I mean, even though Gozes is a problem, by Mila there's a heter that Mila's docha the Isra Shabbos of Gozes. From the fact that he proved from here that Chovel is not an issue by Mila, but is an issue elsewhere, you see that the issue, and the only issue of Mila l'chora is Chovel. So you have to know how the Shita would answer this Gemara and Shabbos. L'chora from this Gemara and Shabbos, it's a raya that Davka Chovel is an issue by Mila and not Gozes. Al Kopanim, that seems to be the Machlokas. Okay, moving on to a little bit about Saras. So, there's a Medrash and there's a Gemara that compares and contrasts a little bit of Nigei Batim and Nigei Odom. You have that the Medrash says, Ein Baal HaRachamim Pogeh B'Nefashos Tchila. Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he punishes people, he does not punish people first, he'll punish body objects first. The Medrash says that when you're Chayev, if a person's Chayev Nigei Batim, Nigei Begodim, Nigei Odom, the order is first his house gets Negayim, then the clothes get Negayim, and then he gets Negayim. Even though the Psukim is the opposite order, that first Negayim come on the person, and then on Begodim, and then on the Bayas, Mikol Mokom, this is the Medrash says that the order of how it comes on the person is opposite from the Psukim. You have to know why the Psukim are misordered this way. Now, also, there's an interesting drasha in Gemara. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Chesma Beis says that Nigei Odom can be as short as 1 week. Nigei Batim can last as long as 3 weeks. Okay? So, Rav Papa Darshan's but can last as long as 3 weeks. Rav Papa Darshan's Tzidkos Chokehare El Mishpatecha Tehom Rabba. Tzidkos Chokehare El, Kosh Baruch Hu's tzedakah is like mighty mountains. This is referring to Nigei Adam. Because what's the tzedakah? That's only 1 week. Mishpatecha Tehom Rabba. But the Mishpat of Akash Baruch Hu is like the depths, that is referring to Nigei Batim, because it can be difficult, up to 3 weeks. So, in the Sifa Zakenim in the back of the Gemara there, the Sifa Zakenim Sefer on Kachim, he wants to put the Medrash and the Gemara together, and say that in addition to the Tzedakah being that Nigei Adam is so short, there's another element of what the Tzedakah is that a person gets in Nigei Adam. The Gemara in Erechin as well, Daf Tezayin, famous Gemara, that Negoim comes for seven different Averas that someone does, Lashon Hara most famously. Two of the Averas that the Gemara mentions is Al Avon Gezel and Al Avon Saras Ayan. Saras Ayan is somebody who's stingy and doesn't lend things to somebody else. When the Gemara quotes the source that you get Negoim for these last two things of Gezel and Saras Ayan, the Gemara proves it from the psukim of Nigei Batim. The pasuk by Nigei Batim says, "Ufinu habayis." You're going to have to remove all of your items from your house when your pious gets in the goyim. So that's mida keneged mida, that you who stole things from somebody else, you're now going to have to remove all that gezel. The pasuk also says, "Asher lo habayis," to you who it's the house. It's that you treated your house like it belongs specifically to you. That's treated specifically to you, that you didn't give away you didn't lend your things to other people. And the mida keneged mida is that when you have to, the medrash says that when you remove your things from your house, everyone's going to see, hey, you had that axe that I wanted to borrow. You know, it's going to be a busha for you that they're going to see what you had. So now, we said the medrash says that you get negoim on the house first. At this point, you can't tell if this is a midas chesed from Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't bring the goyim on the person first, or if this is ikar din, because at this point maybe the guy just did gezel, was tzoras ayin, didn't do anything else, and magia lo the goyim on his house and nothing else. You can't tell at this point if Kodesh Baruch Hu is switching the order around, or if it's just that he deserves the goyim on the house. Afterwards, when he gets, however much time later, he gets Negoim on his house, on him, okay? So now you see that Be'etzim, he was Chayav on more Averis. He was Baal Lashon Hara as well. So through the Nigei Adam, you see the Tzidkus of Kosh Baruch Hu, that he gave you time. If you would have done Shuva, then it would have just had Negoim on the house, and Negoim wouldn't have come onto you. The chilek is that it's not davar pashut. Every time you're over the avera, that you're going to get the negayim. You have a chance to be. The medrash speaks out. You have a chance to be chozer, and that can affect how long the nega stays. So, only after the fact, when you got nege batim, and then nege adam, you see the mafreya that in the kodesh baruch hu pogeb in the fashos tchila, and that he first put it on the house. So that's how he wants to explain the drasha. It says, "Koscha kahare el, your tzedaka is kahare el." Just the same way mountains are galui, and they're clear to see it for everybody. So too, your tzidkus, once someone gets the nigei adam after nigei batim, your tzidkus is clear as day for everyone to see that he gave you first on the goyim on the house and later on you. But mishpatecha the home rabba is nigei batim, because at the time of the nigei on the house, it was unclear if you got the Negoim because that was your Mishpat, that you only were over Gezel and nothing else, or maybe Taka was Tzedaka because you were supposed to get Nege Adam as well, and you will get Nege Adam, but you first got Nege Batim. So the drush is at the point of Nege Batim. It's Mishpatecha Tom Rabba. It could be a Mishpat, it could be Tzedaka, you can't tell, but Tzikas Rekahare El is after the fact, you can tell that ain't a kodesh baruch hu pokei ben nefashas tchila, and that's why nege adam is a tzedaka. Okay. We have by Nigebatim famous Medrash Rashi quotes. The Pasuk reads in the Perik Yudalid Pasuk Lamed Dalid. Pasuk says, Ki Savol Eret Kanan Asher Ani Nosein Lachem Lachuzo V'nasati Negat Saras Beis Eret Achuzoschem. It's interesting, Lashon in the Pasuk, the Kosh Baruch Hu says, I will give you Tzaras on your houses. So Rashi says, B'surah Hi Lahem Shehen Negoyim Boim Aleim. It's a promise that you'll have Negoyim. And Rashi turns into a good thing. Since the Amorim hid gold in the walls of their house when Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, and through the Nega, you know, it's not every Nega, but through the Nega, at least of those bricks that had Tzaras, Klai Yisrael will then break down those walls and be zochah to the gold. This is the Medrash. Just a couple of aras about this medrash. First of all, there's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin that Nigebatim is Lohayav Loyia. It's one of those three things that never happened and never will happen. And why was it written? Drush V'kibol Schar. Just to darshan. So this Rashi, this medrash sounds more like it. Unless it's a chilek of Drush V'kibol Schar, it sounds like that it actually happened. Okay. That's Aleph. Beis. I saw Rav Moshe and Drash Moshe and Rav Shteyman both asked the same kasha and said the same teretz. They both asked, one of the averos that Negayim comes for is Tzaras Ayin, stinginess. So what happened here? And we said that stinginess, the Tzaras comes on the Negebatim. It comes on the bias. So you were stingy. So now your house gets Tzaras. And what happens after that? You get a big pile of gold. You're stingy and now you lost stuff, you got stuff back, what's going on here? So they both give the same answer. If whatever zuchus you had that you were zocha to get money or gold, that would have come adei davar acher. But since you did a chet, tzarasayin in this case, or maybe a different chet in a different situation, so then there's schar and there's hefzed. Since you did a chait, so your schar that you got from whatever zechus only came about through derech hefzeh, through the house being broken down. Through
why did you entitle the schar for what?
Yeah, whatever mitzvah you did. Okay. We're assuming the assumption here is that it's not magia lo lechinam. The assumption is that actually deserves it for some reason, but it came about through a way which you realize that you did a chait and you need kapara for that chait that you did. Like all of Eris is to for introspection. And you find, so I went to the Shtelsu to Gemara and Horios, which I think is quite similar. The Gemara and Horios says about the Pasuk, Asher Nasi Yechta. It's an interesting Pasuk that says that when a Nasi will sin. So it talks about it. He brings the Korban Seir, he brings a Korban. So Asher Nasi Yechta. The Brisa and Horios Daf Yud says, Yachol Gzeira. Maybe there is a gzeira that Nasi will sin. Like maybe the Torah is telling you that the Nasi will sin. So the Gemara asked in the Brisa, such a possibility? That you ever find such a thing? That the Torah will tell you that someone's going to sin or that someone's a bad thing is going to happen? So the Gemara says, yeah, you find it. And quotes the Pasuk of Nasati Negat Tzaras Beis Eretz Achuzoschem, a Kodesh Baruch Hu promised you that you're going to have Tzaras in your house. And Rashi says there, you see, it's a bad thing. Comes to Be'er Sheva and says, I don't understand.
Never
had it. No, that's... Still. But he says, based on this medrash that Rashi quotes, it's a good thing. It's a bad thing, but it's a good thing. Through breaking down the walls, you'll get gold. It's not just a bad thing. So what's the Be'er Sheva answer? His lashon is, Eina tova shlema. It's not complete good. L'chora, what he means is, we can say, this is what Rav Shteyman and Rav Moshe said, that it could have been complete good if you would have got the gold from Makom Achar. The fact that the gold came about through breaking down the house, that's why it's Anatolva Shlema. Maybe this Be'er Sheva is being ramez to this Inyan. Another interesting thing about this is the Rav Shteyman quotes upon the Miyafos. He explains why Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us, why he tell us notify to us that we will have tzaras on our houses in Eretz Yisrael? He said, there's a din, Tosfos and Bamatzia says a din, that that which a chatzer is kona la'adam shalomi daito, person, even if he's unaware, his chatzer is kona things, only if daite uliye is only if he's aware of those things which may be in the house. If he's unaware that something may come to the house, you find one day you find a Ferrari sitting in your house, the chatzer is not kona lomidaita because you didn't expect it to be there. So the question is, how are they zocha to this gold? Who's going to break down the walls of these houses in Eretz Yisrael when there's saras? Someone else is going to break down. Pasha, it's not you. So maybe that person that finds the gold will be zocha in the gold. So what's this big promise that you're going to be zocha to gold when you break down the house? So answer the Panim Yafos. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to them that Nasati Negat Saras Beis Eretz Achuzaschem, I'm going to put saras in your house. And therefore, they should already be ready to know that the Kananim possibility have in mind that if there's gold there, he's calling it, even if he's not there to break down the house. We'll finish off with the main, just one idea about Lashon Hara, the main onesh for of Negayim comes, everyone knows, is for Lashon Hara. There's a famous Chovos HaLevavos that what's going to happen is in Beis Din Shamala, people will go up and they're going and the tzaddikim, people who don't speak Lashon Hara, they're going to say, hey, I don't have those zechuyos, why are you giving me extra zechuyos? And they're going to be told, you got Plony's zechuyos, because since he spoke Lashon Hara about you, his zechuyos were transferred to your credit card. Okay? Unbelievable thing. And says v'chein lehefech, there's going to be on certain people's list a list of avonos, the veiros.
So it's worth it to do avonos. So in public, so people will tell about it.
Don't make chashbonos. And they say, why do I have these avonos? I didn't do them. He said, yeah, but you spoke Lashon Hara about so and so, and you got that person's averus. So, yeah, you could say it's important to figure out who you speak Lashon Hara about. Okay, you don't want to speak Lashon Hara about a averus, and you get all of his averus. That's the Chovos HaLevavos. People talk about where does it come from. The Chasam Sofer in Drushas, Chasam Sofer, in one place he says this is a Kabbalah in Rishonim, that this is what happens. And in Chilek Beis, on his Amud Reish Tzadi Hei, he explains the famous Maimar Chazal based on this. Everyone knows the Maimar Chazal that the Chosan is Mochlan Lo Akol of Anosav. Right? Chosan has Mechil on all of his Averas. I think Rashi Al Torah even quotes this from the Yushalmi and Bikurim, third paragraph of Yushalmi and Bikurim. There are lists of other things as well. One of the things that's listed there is Misha Nismanelo Parnes Al Tzibor, somebody who gets appointed to the head of a Tzibor. Mochlan Lo Kofan Osav. So what's the pshat? So he says, since it's a derech, this is Chasam Sofer, since it's a derech of the Olam to speak Lashon Hara about somebody who's in a position of leadership, Memela Mochlan Lo Kofan Osav, because since this person spoke Lashon Hara, got all of your avonos. Mochlan Lo Kofan Osav. Just that one he's explaining. Chasam Lo Melech, whatever. No. I mean, Chosn is under. He becomes a new person. It's Kekanshin Nola Dami is the idea. Here, now I saw explain the pasuk in Tehillim. In Tehillim, Perek Samech Tes, pasuk Yud Gimel, David HaMelech is concerned. The lashon is Yasihu Bi Yoshvei Sha'ar and Vishosei Sheichar. David HaMelech was concerned about people speaking negatively about him, but he says the people at the gates, the people with no lives, the people who are drunkards are going to speak badly about me. So I saw a pshat. He wasn't bothered about the average person speaking bad about him because he knows he'll get his zechuyos. But if someone who's a drunkard and who's just a waste of time and doesn't have any zechuyos, him, I gain nothing when he speaks Lashon Hara about me. So on him, I'm concerned. Okay. So, Okay, so you should see from this the Chomer HaIsser of Lashon Hara, that grosser things happen when you speak Lashon Hara. Okay, we'll stop here.